Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma here. Having a great time with outdoor writer Eric Landesfine. And the one and only Captain Jimmy Decker is here, too. Fishing with Decker, having a lot of fun.
You guys are missing some good stuff during the commercial breaks.
All kinds of good stuff going on in between. Yeah. And we're giving away an amazing prize thanks to Captain Decker.
Yeah, how cool is that, man? One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new Fathom 400 low profile, brand new reel, and an awesome addition to your arsenal, that high speed low pro reel from Fathom. A great prize. And Jimmy, that was really cool, man.
Oh, you're
really stoked.
You're
everybody's I'm sure excited. That. If you want to get your shot at that great prize, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Eric and Jimmy, 833-288-0973. Phones have been full since the start of the show, but we got another full hour coming your way where you're going to be taking your phone calls. And already several great texts came through. There's a bunch of them all stacked up, too, so we'll be reading your texts. If you want to text into the show, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, for sure. It's just easy to do. Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app and hit text the show, and you can text right to us.
You got it, man. Well, as promised, in this second hour here, it is time for the Catch Report, which today our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing. Hey, they've got a phenomenal deal going on right now that's good through the end of this weekend, and that's when the Black Friday deals go away. It includes the $50 smoke pack, where you get an awesome pack of all a bunch of different smoked fish for $50, the $25 lunch bag special. They have three of their killer Fisherman's Processing rubs for $20, or you can get 10 for $60. There's more great deals now on, all at their Liberty Station location, or order at Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138 and have it shipped right to you. Stock up now all your favorites, including that poke kit, and again, makes a great gift if you got to buy something for a fishing person, which is not always the easiest thing to buy a gift for. That's it, man. A really good one for sure.
No doubt.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Captain Mark Bishop, Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Eric, and the famous Captain Jimmy Decker. Hey,
good
guys.
Good morning.
So I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. A little different this year for sure, but it's almost December now. Winter's coming, water's cooling, things are changing offshore. Yeah, but with the nice weather that we've got right now and for the next several days there, a lot of guys scattered out all over the place checking on that tuna fish situation. And Danny called me, Danny from Fish Dope, just a few minutes ago. There's been at least one caught. He heard on the radio, one's caught. So we're still on the board for that tuna fish. But we're shifting gears here a little bit with this report, a little closer to home. There's this fish called the white sea bass. We did not talk about him an awful lot this year with so much other stuff going on. But with conditions changing, squid showing up, and their traditional migration patterns, this is when those sea bass get a little bit more catchable again. So up in Santa Monica Bay, squid's been around and catchable both in the tanker buoy area, and there's been some a little farther down and out on the edge of the canyon there. And it's nice when that bait's close to the areas where the fish hang out. Palos Verdes is a traditional early season spot. We've got some really nice ones there this time of year. Deep water outside Rocky's a good one. Just below that off Lunada Bay is another good one. We've lost the Point Vicente and Marineland Reef areas to the closures, unfortunately, because that was the best of the best. But those big kelps by Portuguese Bend, and then, of course, the famous Furman Reef there are all great early season sea bass spots. And then over at Catalina, squid's middle backside, and those ledges up off of Ben Weston, deep hard bottom there, has always been good for early season fish, and this being early season, this time of year I'm talking about. And then some of that hard bottom around Pedestal Rock, and then, of course, a structure outside of West Cove there. That's all early season sea bass. And at San Clemente, not a lot of guys really think of that for early season sea bass, but I'll tell you what, just trust me, it can be very worthy over there. We have walloped them at this time of year. Two main zones there, kelp lines just inside of what the traditional squid area by the dunes up west there, and then in the cove proper on the kelp line between the caves and China proper. There's also been some good areas. So that's all stuff that'll be coming around as the conditions change. And, you know, we got that sea bass. We got that big yellowtail hanging around all winter, those big old flatfish laying on the bottom. I mean, this is the funnest time of year, and it's, you know, it's a little different than fishing tuna fish and marlin and swordfish in the summertime, but for Catalina,
it's a very festive time of the year on the water, right?
It's great.
Yeah, it's funny.
You know, and I've guys come into the store and say, well, you know, the season's over, and I'll get going again in April. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? This is some of the best season right now.
It's funny, Mark, for me to hear you give away such specific dope to spots to catch sea bass to on the radio after knowing you for all these years.
Yeah.
You know, you remember the old days of the stealth that we all subscribe to there. But
you're
yeah,
a wealth of knowledge, you know. And I hope people pay attention to what you say.
Oh, yeah.
The book, I mean, he gave it up
in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. And he gives it up here on Let's Talk Hookup, and we're thankful.
Nice.
We're very thankful for that, Mark. And, of course, fishdope.com gives it up, too. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. What a perfect gift for somebody, a membership to fishdope.com. They'll remember you for the entire year. So, and use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to get off on fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
You know, Pete, we're in a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262, and the website is pacificedgetackle.com. And no telling what we'll be talking about next week here with this nice weather. It's going to be a lot of guys looking around a lot of areas.
Yeah. Beautiful week of weather,
yeah,
for sure. Hey, thanks, Mark. Sure appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys. We'll see you. Great show today.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate that, Mark. Hey, well, while we're waiting for Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing to join us, got another great text question for the boys. It says, Jimmy and Eric, what are your two best swim bait colors for calico on the breakwater or at San Clemente Island?
Well, my best, did you say swim bait?
Swim bait.
My best swim bait colors for the breakwater is a crankbait.
I was going to say a Daddy 45.
Yeah. So that goes away with that
like
one.
Like what kind of crankbait?
I've been fishing that dredger.
17.5 Berkeley dredger?
Yeah, 17.5. It doesn't really matter.
So it's 17.5 feet is
yeah,
basically what that is.
Well, your crankbaits are rated for freshwater where they actually dive deeper than saltwater. So it's,
really?
Yeah. So if you're going to go saltwater and you want something that's going to make bottom contact, you want to go a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
I like the 20.5 and the 17.5.
25. So The ratings on the crankbaits are generally freshwater, and you're saying that they'll dive deeper in freshwater than saltwater.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's
just
a salt
that
buoyancy thing.
It has something to do with it. And also, you know, if you want...
The freshwater guys fish a lot lighter line
sure
on the crankbaits.
They're also fishing
they're
more carbon line as opposed to spectra.
Sure.
Like that.
Sure.
But, we're fishing 30-pound spectra to 20-pound fluoro.
Now, one of the things that guys don't know about crankbaits, especially not that this was the question, but you don't need to make bottom contact with the crankbait in the ocean to catch fish on it. We regularly catch bass in 100 feet of water, 80 feet of water, that'll bite a crankbait. They just need to be suspended fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as far as swim bait colors,
the hot cotch has to be the one, you know, that lime green back with a gold belly.
Sparkly, clear gold sparkle belly with a lime green back. And the history of that bait was
gold sparkle belly with a lime green back.
There goes the bin of those.
That'll be that for those. When the reason that we started fishing this color was we were fishing a lot of weedless swim baits from MC, and Corey had this brown bait with like a gray belly that just worked fantastic. Problem is you can't see it in the water very well, and you know, my partner Matt, I'll fish blind because I'm fishing from the console normally, but he's in the bow and he is watching every kelp stringer, and he is making very short casts, 20-foot casts, underhand lobs to individual stringers to work his bait by, and he's probably the best weedless fisherman there is, no offense to Corey, but he couldn't see the bait in the water when it was overcast, so he says, give me something with a really bright top. We used to get a white paint pen and paint the top of the bait so we could see it. And Corey gave us that bait, and we're like, okay. And that's all we fished, and that it works everywhere for everything. I was catching big reds on it up north. We were catching calico the Clemente with it yesterday. We catch spotted bay bass in the harbor on the 5-inch bait.
Inch.
That's awesome.
The 5-inch weedless?
The 5-inch viejos for that.
Viejo,
but we have caught them on the weedless as well.
Yeah.
So
it's fish whatever color you have confidence in. Sure. Yeah. We have a lot of confidence in that color, you know, but red and green Christmas tree might be your color, and it'll get bit all year long. And if you have confidence in your bait, you're going to get fish
on
it.
You put a good bait in front of a hungry fish, you're probably going to get a bite.
Make the proper presentation as well.
Yeah. It's not the wand, it's the magician.
Right.
Really.
Yeah, okay.
So, and it makes it easier. You know, we went to Clemente yesterday. I brought a gallon Ziploc full of 7-inch weedless in that color, and that is all we bring. We don't bring lead-headed baits. We don't bring any of that kind of stuff, because if they're not going to bite the way we want to fish, we're just not
going
to catch anything.
We're going home a lot earlier than we planned.
That weedless is so much there. MC weedless is so much fun to fish.
Yeah, they're very versatile bait. A lot of guys just think you can fish in the kelp, but we catch them fish in open water. We'd throw it up on a bank yesterday, 2 or 3 inches of the water, winding it back out, getting big calicos. I've hooked a bluefin on one, but I haven't landed it. It came off. They get too much plastic when it bit it. But I've had a foamer come up. I was fishing my buddy Chris Oaks, threw that in there, got bit on it immediately.
Oh, wow.
Is there amount of lead that you like to fish on the hook? You know, now that there's kind of some options
they make
with
a,
those.
The 3/4 ounce. I fished a trocar, which they're not making anymore, I guess, the 9-0 trocar, because it's got that heavier spring. And that 3/4 ounce seems to keep the bait in the water better when you're winding it fast.
All right.
That's good info.
Very good. Hey, let's continue our catch report. Go to C4 Sport Fishing, our good buddy Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Fantastic. Some fishing out there, huh?
That fishing keeps continuing coming into the last week of November here. And so definitely a little shift in what they're catching or how much they're catching. But, I mean, the highlight of earlier in the week before they took a couple of days off, the San Diego had a bluefin that weighed in at 279 on the full day trip there. On a full day trip.
In November.
And, exactly. So a little shift in fishing. They're not seeing as much fish, but they're definitely seeing some nicer fish there, and he's going to keep looking for those. They're out there today. The Tribute just called in from their day and a half. They have 7 bluefin on the boat this morning to start off the day. So very good fishing on those full days, those day and a half, some longer trips there. Half day, so very good bottom fishing. And they're still picking away at those yellowtail. They're seeing one or two here and there, and not large numbers, but again, half-day yellowtail and the end of November here is good in any form. So definitely check the schedule. They're all going to be back at it here after taking a couple of days, a little respite there for Thanksgiving. Seaforthlanding.com, the half-days, the full days, those day-and-a-half trips up there. You can book reservations right online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can come down and visit us in person, browse the tackle shop there, make your reservation, get on the boat, and go fishing.
Great call, man. Amazing fishing, Marco. Sure cool to see that big giant fish getting caught. It's so close to home. It's pretty exciting, man. Great info. Appreciate a great report. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
That wraps up our catch report. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
God, man. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. How about next up, we talk to Ben calling us from Golden Hills this morning. What's up, Ben? Good morning.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear, Ben.
Hey, I'm looking into maybe getting a boat, and I hear you guys all got center consoles. What do you guys think is the shortest center console you kind of get away with and still make the runs necessary?
22 feet.
I used to make it my 18-foot to Clemente and everywhere else, but you really, when you go from an 18-footer, you feel like you're in the ocean. You go to a 22 or 24-footer, and you feel like you're on the ocean. And that's really the big step up. Once I started fishing on Jimmy's 24-footer, I had to upgrade and it's. I think 22 foot is kind of the magic number. If you're looking for a good entry level price point boat, that Robalo Cayman 226 is pretty hard to beat. It rides like a much bigger boat, and I'm very happy. I'm not affiliated with them in any kind of way, but it rides as well or better than most boats that are even larger than it.
Sure, I mean,
awesome.
You can say whatever you want, and there's no doubt about it. It's nice coming home in weather to be able to be in a pilot house and shut the door. But once you're there, there's no comparing the fishability of having a center console while you're there for whatever type of fishing.
Right. And Eric's and ours are set up with no T-tops.
Same.
You know, it's all full walk-around cast, 360 degrees, you know. So, yeah, center console is a very nice fishing boat. It's not for everyone.
A little harder core.
It's
a lot harder core.
A little more strain on your lower back. It's a lot more water in your face. It's, you know, stuff like that. But like Eric said, that 22-foot Cayman rides like a 26-foot boat when you get in it.
The key to, you know, any center console boat, though, is you just need to plan your day accordingly. You know, we fish early. We're usually out of the harbor at dawn. I mean, leaving the break wall as the sun's getting light enough to see. We run very fast where we're going, and you know we can make Clemay in an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes. And we will fish until an hour before the wind is forecast to come up in the afternoon, and we go home.
Smart.
And we don't stick it out to, another hour. I mean, we've gone to Clemente before, gotten there, fished for 3 hours, had wide-open calico bass fish, and left the island at before 11.
Yeah.
Just because that's plenty. We can go again tomorrow if we want, you know?
And the one thing about a center console, and that is one thing I've definitely learned, it does not matter how many hundreds of thousands of dollars you spend. When the wind is blowing and you're coming home, they all get sprayed. No matter how much somebody wants to brag about how dry their center console is, when the wind is blowing and the water goes out and the wind pushes it up, you're going to get sprayed. Yeah. That's just how it works.
And you need to just put more AFCO clothing on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right?
You know, I'm going to share this. We're coming back from Clemente yesterday. We had a nice ride till the last 7 or 8 miles, and now we're starting to get spray out of the west. And Jimmy's got $1,000 worth of foul weather gear in his hatch. And he gets this beat-up old beach towel that he wraps tuna with and covers himself in it with, like, a shawl to get the spray off.
You have this beautiful AFCO anhydrous right there, probably.
He's got a brand new suit. He's sitting there looking like a hobo.
With a fish slime towel on. I like it.
Indeed. Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, nice question from a friend in Pacific Northwest listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Wants to take his 15-year-old kid to either Cabo or the East Cape and possibly fish in a tournament. Where would be a good time? What would be a good time and where?
For me, it's anytime after May, and it's Palmas.
Yeah.
Palmas de Cortez on the East Cape. Or go to Rancho Llanero.
Yeah.
I mean, for Rancho Llanero for the real experience. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Old Mexico.
Yeah, it's so much smaller, more quaint, and John's totally cool. But
We actually have a tournament in early June down there that's being sponsored by Cutwater Spirits. They're giving us $5,000 for that tournament and for prizes and all that stuff. It's open. It's a free tournament.
$0
entry fee. And you can join us. I mean, that's a fun time.
That would be a good
early
one.
We have a Palmas de Cortez tournament in October, which is a good time, too.
I don't like any time, you know, April, May is always windy.
Yeah, can be.
You can catch some good times in May, mid-May, but better chance of not, if you're there 5 days, you're going to get blown out at least two.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned about down there, I used to fish Loretto a lot, is that if the Santa Ana winds are blowing up here, the Nortes are regularly blowing down there
blowing
at the same
hard,
time.
Yeah. Loretto, another great destination.
Oh,
right?
So cool.
Yeah, really a beautiful place. And but you have to pick your times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really hot in the summer, and it can be really windy in the winter.
Dallas and I went down to Loretto this year, and it was the first time I had been back in a bunch of years. And the thing I like so much about it is how easy the town is to get around. It's super easy. There's lots, and it's easy to navigate. It's small. It's really good food. It's a great place to take your wife. There's shopping and culture and history, but still rad yellowtail surface iron fishing to be done. Like, and it's cheap and easy.
You don't have all the spring breakers down in.
Awesome.
We flew into Loretto last year. We went down to the trip on the Bad Company, and that's the first time I'd been there in at least 10 years.
Wow.
Even the airport's nice and easy.
Totally.
Everything's real relaxed down there. It's definitely not the whole Cabo feel. When my wife and I were still dating, we drove down to Loretto after Christmas one year and spent a week down there catching yellows on a service iron in the middle of winter and just having a great time.
So rad.
Yeah,
I love
sure.
it.
I got a text from Corey texting me the picture of the hot
pot. Oh, there you go. We'll have that up on the website.
It's the hot one for sure. All right.
Cool.
We'll share that color with us on our Instagram and Facebook.
I want to say something about Corey.
Tell him to start pouring.
That guy is one of the fishiest people I have ever met.
Period.
And he's
awesome. And a great human being.
Yeah. And he just, you know, he figures out stuff like that weedless swim bait, not just coming up with a bait that would work, but coming up with that presentation of that. And the first time I saw that a long time ago, he called me up. We were doing an article down here about fishing kelp. He said, I got this new bait I'm going to show you. It was the middle of winter, freezing cold water at La Jolla. We get out there. He's got this thing. I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do with that, but that looks interesting. I'm thinking we're going to fish the bottom. He casts this out in like a second or third cast. He gets a nice calico, comes out from behind a kelp stream. I mean, he is lobbing the bait out.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that was something that just blew my mind. I'd never even imagined you'd catch fish like that.
Shouldn't have happened when it happened.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
It is something to think about, because that's how so much of that bass fishing is done, and that bait was the reason that all of that, that whole cycle and style of fishing is because of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It came out of that guy's noggin.
And guys started catching much bigger bass.
Totally.
Yeah. The average calico bass size, you know, now you see guys on social media and stuff, these young guys holding up these huge bass. You know, before Corey came out with that bait and mainstreamed it, we weren't catching bass like that.
Right.
You know, you had the weedless leadhead, things like that. But, I mean, you might catch a 5-pound calico. It was a pretty rare thing.
Sure.
Now a 5-pound calico is really nothing, you know.
And now that MC Weedless is so universal now, it's like nobody was using it. Now a lot of people are using it, right?
I was on a conference call with the boys back east, and we were talking about some rod development for those new reels right there. And he was like, oh, you mean something that can throw the MC Weedless, right?
Oh, that's funny.
They're in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
And he's like, yeah, something that can throw like the MC Weedless. I'm like, that's exactly what we need.
No kidding. That's pretty cool.
All right. So they're you help a lot in the R&D with Penn.
I'm helping them now.
Yeah.
I was with Abu for the last 12 and a half years or so, and then Penn asked me to come over because they wanted to. Abu's getting away from all things saltwater, basically, and Penn stepped in to say, we'll take over what you guys have already
got. Do they still own Abu?
Pure Fishing owns
all of them.
I'm not going to say Pure Fishing owns everything.
Yeah.
Pure Fishing owns a lot of companies.
But they're two completely separate.
Abu and Penn, you know, but Penn took everything that Abu had developed and bulletproofed it and put in the good drags and the anti-corrosion bearings and all that stuff. So it's
more saltwater, right?
More saltwater.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
Well, with that, brings in another great text from our buddy Peter in Santa Barbara. Says, Jimmy, are you still with Berkeley Pure Fishing? And do you have more YouTube videos coming? And if not, please make some more. We love them.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm fortunately still with Pure Fishing, and hopefully now maybe even a couple years longer with the launch of the new products. And I don't know, my fishing partner doesn't make many videos, so
you the writing.
I do that. I actually do videos too. I have a YouTube channel, and for BD Outdoors I do my weekly column, and I do a bi-weekly some kind of how-to instruction. And I found that doing it on video makes it a lot more user-friendly for people talking about, you know, how do you fish this bait on this rod? It's a lot easier to show somebody than try and write it down. So I've got quite a few videos, but
I got a couple on there.
Yeah.
You see Ding Dongs talk about, you know, sloppy marlin lure rigging and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It works.
Cool.
What's your channel?
It's just under my name, Eric Landesfund. Yeah.
Okay. And yours, Jimmy?
I have nothing.
I wish people could see in the studio. The funnest thing that's happened is anytime somebody asks a question to Jimmy that involves a technical thing, the model number of a bait or whatever, he just quickly looks over at Eric.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the crankbait, he looked over. You know what rod model? He looked over.
Oh, rod models? I know rod models by my 8.5-foot rod, my 8-foot rod, my other 8-foot rod, and my light 8-foot rod.
So you know what's funny? You know, we were talking about crankbaits earlier. I have built, I think, 5 different crankbait rods for Jimmy, and he uses them all for specific baits. So, I'm going to use the glass rod. He doesn't know what any of them are called. I don't put the model number or anything on them.
They all say fishing with Decker on
Yeah.
them.
So you actually wrap your own rod.
Yeah, I started rod building a couple years ago.
Okay.
I wrapped rods as a kid working for Sportsman Supply, and then they bought Save-On Tackle. Actually, when I was like 16, I helped build all the shelving and all that stuff at Save-On Tackle.
Wow.
And stopped wrapping rods at that point and picked it up again a couple of years ago. With the Batson Enterprise, which is Rain Shadow Rods and Alps Components. So I got tired of waiting for Bill Batson up in Washington to wrap me a rod with the handle that was too short or whatever. So I just sent me a wrapper.
It's so nice having your own custom rod wrapper, man.
Yeah. In-house.
Really nice rod.
That's cool.
Because I just tell them, I need an 8.5-foot crankbait rod for this bait. I know exactly what you need.
That's cool.
Yeah. Perfect.
You know.
Well, let's jump back in the phone.
You got it, man. How about next up, we talk to Roger. He's calling us from Fullerton this morning. What's up, Roger? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
I have a question for Eric and for Jimmy. What's the weirdest, strangest thing you ever brought to the boat on a hook and line?
Ha! Jimmy.
What's your weirdest thing?
I haven't really caught anything all that weird. I caught a Gulf Coney, which is a type of grouper while fishing, commercial fishing sculpin in Redondo Beach. So that was pretty exciting.
Wow.
We didn't know what it was. We took over to the Cabrillo Aquarium and They had it in a tank over there for a while. I mean, back then, you know, before the internet, you never even heard of them. But they looked like a grouper, kind of like this brownish fish. So
probably one of the cool things that I got was the first year I fished the Masters when I had my little 17-foot whaler. I got a full 6-person seat teak table that was barely submerged that we actually didn't even see, and the starboard rigger hooked the leg and zipped off, and we were like, we're on, and because when you hooked it, it was just and I'm like, this does not feel right once we stopped the boat. So we spun around and got up on it, and I ended up taking it home and drying it out and sanded it down and restained it, and it came out beautiful.
That's
beautiful.
Rad.
It blew off the back of some multi-million-dollar yacht. You know?
Sweet. Probably a high-end
one.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-7636 or check kingfishercharters.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here. So much cool information and really varied. What a great show. Not often that you have two guys that are just as comfortable talking about catching a 200-pound bluefin and a spotty at the same time.
Yeah, oh, no doubt.
Or the same day.
Or the same trip.
Indeed. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
You
got
it, man. Well, they're still packed full. Again, if you want to get your shot, it's 833-288-0973. Let's talk to James calling us from Anaheim this morning. What's up, James? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I had a question for Jimmy and also for either one of them. If you're going out, say, for instance, tuna fishing and you want to throw your poppers and stuff, what would be your rig to go to? And also, how do you get a hold of Jimmy if you want to go fishing with him?
Oh, cool. Thanks. My rig for the bigger tuna was a 40 narrow lever drag two-speed. With 80-pound braid and an 80-pound leader.
Yeah,
an
84XXH rain shadow rod would be good. It's like the equivalent of like a Calistar 700XXH.
Yeah, but Eric likes the shorter rods. I like the longer ones. I like to punish myself more. So
even throwing a popper on a XXH, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, 200-pound fish. I mean, I hooked one on my jig stick that...
Oh,
at a 25 narrow single speed.
Yeah.
I mean, they just dragged the boat around for a while.
That's for the bigger stuff that we usually will drive away from.
But now we do.
The 25 narrow lever drag is my reel of choice with a 8-foot something.
Yeah, so we fished
and
the
subwalker.
We fished the 25 narrow pen 2-speed. We started fishing it. We were fishing the Star Drag up until this year, but the average tuna we catch, which was like that 50 to 80 pound, is now 100 to 150 pounds, so it's nice to have the two-speed. That full of 80-pound Spectra on a rain shadow 800H, which is an 8-foot graphite composite rod. It's a 30-pound rod basically, which is very light for what we're doing. Sure. But that graphite butt section really helps out. But it allows you to, we fish the Rapala Subwalker, which is actually a freshwater bait that has very light hooks on. We swap those out with big 4X owner trebles. Heavier split rings, and that bait is the only bait I have thrown in the last 5 years when fishing tuna.
That's cool.
And I have never not gotten bit on that bait when someone else got bit on something else.
Right.
It's like a $12 bait or something, so it's nothing too special. But having that 8-foot rod, and you know, we're fishing, you know, Jimmy likes to stick it in his gut and fight it. But I fight everything under my arm, and I'll put my foot up on the gunwale and lay the rod on my knee. And you know, you can whip these big fish very fast. You know, you get 800-pound fish on that setup in, you know, 7 or 8 minutes.
If wow!
Pull really hard on.
Wow!
The problem, you know, that most people have is they're afraid to pull on their fish,
right,
or they do not pull on it properly. You know, they have a reel that's full of 80-pound line or 100, and they have their drag set at 8 pounds.
Right.
You know, our drags are set at 30.
Yeah.
And on some of the spool.
and your thumb on the spool, and
you're just not giving anything.
If it's still coming off at strike, it goes to sunset, and your thumb's on the.
Because you're not going to break 80 pounds.
Well, we did.
And if you are, so be it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fight this fish for 2 hours.
We had enough pressure on a big fish on 80-pound Spectre to 100-pound leader on a 9-foot jig stick and a Penn Star Drag, both thumbs on the spool. Rod on the reel, and broke the 80-pound, brand new 80-pound between the reel and the first guide.
Wow.
So that was, I mean, the boat's getting drugged backwards, leaving a wake. But you got to pull, I've never pulled that hard ever again.
Oh, my.
It's almost impossible. But what it is with these bluefin or any of these bigger tuna, if they get their head down and they start swimming, they get that oxygenated water going through their gills,
and
they speed
stronger
up as they go. If you just stop them and don't let them have any line, they don't get going. They just sit there shaking and they're freaked out. Usually that lure has multiple hooks. One's in their gill, or it's got if their mouth is open with that lure, especially the popper. If that fish's mouth is open, you could reel that thing straight in because it's just shaking.
Yeah.
You pull really hard in the beginning, you get it quick.
Yeah.
But
that's great advice.
Yeah.
And if you want to go fishing with me, it's fishingwithdecker@yahoo.com. That'll always get you a reply. Or 949-280-4597.
Is that real straight braid? You fish a casting top shot? How do you like to set that part up?
We fish, I fish 6 feet.
Mm-hmm. I fish about 3.
Eric fishes a little shorter, but now that I tie him off, now that we're tying the FG knot, I'll tie his rigs up, and I'll usually tie him at least 6 or 7.
So your time, your connection with the Spectra to fluorocarbon is an FG knot.
Yes.
Yep. And Jimmy does all the rigging. If I break off, whatever, I just pass him the rod. He stops.
I got him on.
We all have rules on the boat.
That's
and that's,
right.
What's
that tail squirrel?
I'm usually fishing
Dr. Minnick is here, isn't he?
Yes. 80 or 100 tuna.
He's taking notes.
Yeah. 80 or 100 pounds.
Yeah, 80 or 100 seems to be right.
That's 80. Great.
All right.
Great
Very info. Good. Good info. Thanks a lot for the call.
How about we jump right back in, talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was wondering, for Jimmy and Eric, like at Clemente, I got to fish there and we're wide open, and we had a sea lion like hiding under the boat, and it made it really hard to release the fish. We were releasing all the fish, and I was, man, it's like a dog. I wish I could have thrown a tennis ball to one side and then released fish on the other. But like, do you ever put them in the live well or something? And
that's a great point to bring up, and that's exactly what we do. You know, we'll start off releasing the fish, and it just takes one. As soon as we see a sea lion come up with one, Northwest Harbor, there's a couple seals there that like to eat bass. We have the back tank full, and we'll just start tanking the bass, you know, especially if they're
get them away from the sea lion.
Yeah, just start throwing them in the bait tank, and then as soon as we leave that spot to go another one, you know, we'll, you know, bury it for, you know, a minute or so, then get the sea lion away from us and pull it back a little bit and slide in, and while the boat's still going, one of us will pitch the bass back out, and then the sea lion won't get a hold of them. Because there's nothing worse than releasing a nice 6 or 7 pound bass and then look over your shoulder and see a sea lion ripping it apart.
I'll bet.
Yeah, bad.
And a lot of times, if that's the situation, we'll also just leave the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, It once the sea lions start feeding on bass, it's going to affect the fishing.
Bad deal.
Yeah,
sure.
For sure. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Got a text from Kurt in Mo Valley. Wants to know how soon he can book a trip with Jimmy.
probably up to after next week.
Oh, really? Nice. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I think so. Very it's going to be a tough one because my license is due up in March, so I'm going to probably roll out next week, blow $800 on my license so I'm legal to guide for December, January, February, and then renew. Because I knew March last year that I was not going to have time to guide this season. But, I mean, if you want a really big ticket, guide without a license.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't, you know, you want a really big ticket, you know, go out and do some commercial fishing without the proper documentation,
yeah,
and you'll
sure.
You'll learn a good lesson.
And we also, and I know you guys are good friends. We always, if Jimmy's booked up or is not available, Benny Florentino.
Yeah,
Coastal Charters is always a great choice.
Yeah, Benny's a good guy. Yeah. I've farmed a lot of work over there this year.
I know.
Just expect a very long day on the water.
Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna fish a long. There's no 11 o'clock. Let's go home at 11 o'clock. There's none of that. No.
People that fish with me, and I usually give them this right up front. It's a full day of fishing is not dawn to dark.
Yeah.
A full day of fishing is we're going to meet at 5. We're going to be back sometime between 2 and 3.
Okay.
And that's a long day for me.
Well, you know, what people don't realize is when you're actively fishing bass, especially like Clemente, you do that for 4 or 4.5 hours and you're exhausted.
Oh, that's, and the run back and forth.
Yeah.
And the other thing a lot of people don't get is usually you have one window for about an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours tops when it's biting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and you're catching, and then that'll slowly start petering out after about an hour, and then it's a pick. And sometimes it'll be 40 casts between a bite. So, I mean, okay, we just whaled on 190 bass here between 7 o'clock and 9. And now you want to stay for 5 more hours to catch 15 more fish.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with
you. I'm like, Vominos.
I'm out. Yeah.
Cold Pacifico is waiting
for
me.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I also had a text from a listener that wanted to know when the June tournament at Rancho Leonero we were talking about. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. We're actually going to be talking a lot of Rancho Leonero tomorrow with Pamela Benson from Rancho Leonero and Dr. Bob Blum. We'll be talking a lot about that tournament and the great donation that Cutwater Spirits has made to the tournament.
So
and
cool.
Yusef Cherney, the founder of Cutwater Spirits, is going to fish in the tournament, and that's going to be great. So it's early June. It's the first week in June. It's a Saturday through a Wednesday. I think it's a 3rd through the 6th, but it's on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and it's open right now. It's booking up quickly, but it's our Let's Talk Hookup Spring 25th annual.
Crazy.
Spring Spectacular at Rancho Leonero, early June.
Awesome.
Good times.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Sam calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. You know, I'm a big fan of Bloody Dick. Spend way too much time on there. My question is for Jimmy Decker. I have to for Benny Florentino and Brandon and things like that. And you appear to be like bass. You fish yellowtail when you fish those bass. You're just a bass guy. And what does one of your trips run, and how many people do you put on the boat?
Okay, my poor hearing, I think I got most of it. Yellowtail, yep, are a lot of incidental catches. They've been biting the weedless really good. We always have a surface iron rod ready to go for them when we're fishing. We do target them whenever we, you know, see them pop up breezing or they're chasing the baits around. What was the other part?
You want to know how much it costs to charter you?
How many people?
Take?
Oh, I like to take two.
Max.
Yeah.
You plus two anglers.
You know, my first time out with new clients is two, and then I see how that goes. And if I'll take up to three if all three know what they're doing. I like to take care of my people on,
sure,
my boat. I like to tie them off. I like to have all their gear ready. I like to really pay attention to what's
right.
going on, because a lot of my trips are not only guiding and getting people on fish, but are teaching people how to fish. So a lot
sure.
of one-on-one, a lot of one-on-one hands-on stuff as far as casting and rigging and stuff like that. The trips along the beach, trip over to Clemente is $1,000 usually, you know, sometimes 900, sometimes 800, depends what time you want to go home.
Let's negotiate, right?
Yeah, you know, everything is negotiable. You know, trips along the beach usually, you know, $100 an hour or something like that, sometimes a little bit less. It all depends on what we're doing, how much fuel I'm burning, you know, stuff like that. I have a suggested retail price, and then I have what the
negotiated
price is.
Price.
But it's never over.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Perfect. Hey, good question. Cool. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks, Sam. How about next up? We talk to Brian, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us, Brian.
I have a question. I'm looking to upgrade. My son is, and I fish a lot on the bay. And he is a bait cast user, and we started him out with a combo type rig, and he's looking to upgrade, and I'm trying to get some advice on something that doesn't break the bank, but something, you know, you guys sometimes for offshore fishermen recommend Shimano Speedmaster is a great reel, but, you know, a little bit less. And I was looking for a bay type bait caster reel that would help him upgrade but not wipe me out.
That's a tough one. I mean, there's so many good brands of reels on the market right now, from Shimano, Penn, Abu Garcia, Akuma. But I would just go with something in that 300 size range. You know, 200 size is a spotty reel, is the smaller reel. 300 is the next step up. He could be using that, you know, when he graduates to go outside and fish calico bass on bigger baits and things like that. You know, There's a reel made by someone in your price point that's going to be a quality reel. There's not a lot of junk made really anymore in that, you know, 179 range, 149. Anything you're going to get between that 129 and 179 frame in that 300 size reel is going to be a good piece of equipment. If you live in, where are you, in San Diego?
San Diego.
Come down to the shop. I mean, you guys have a bunch of bait casting reels in there, you know. Yeah. And
a reel I really like, just because you mentioned it for your son, not necessarily knowing what his skill level is, he might be, you know, very proficient at casting that reel. It's not available in a 300, which is the only downside, but Shimano makes a reel called an SLX DC, and it's under $200. I think it's 179 or 189, something like that. But it's got a computer chip that just aids in the casting, and if you really crank that thing all the way up, someone that has extremely little, just the knowledge of thumb goes on, thumb goes off, you will make a perfect cast every time.
And such then, a great reel.
And then
for
as,
that money, too.
Yeah. And
we
then
need to
as,
get you one of those, Jimmy.
I know.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
As his skill level increases, you can start to back the assistance off, and then your distance will come around. You know, when the thing's cranked up, you're not going to be making a 100-yard cast with it, but you're going to, you know, he's going to become a lot more proficient, a lot more comfortable using the gear. And then as the skills increase, you can just kind of start to back that off.
The SLX, DC, and it's 200 size, right?
It is, yeah. It is, yeah, that's the only downside. It's smaller, and it's going to be a bay reel. It's not a big
you can
reel.
You catch calicos with it though, right?
Can you? Sure. Is it the right reel that Jimmy's talking about for going out and fishing a big weedless? It's not. But fishing the bay and fishing spotties and a leadhead and 5-inch swim bait in the calicos, for sure, it'll work. But it's just a nice one that's not too terribly expensive that'll offer some really good casting features for your son there.
All right. Good luck. Hey,
great,
thanks
great
a lot
advice.
For the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking your kid fishing too.
Always go to your local tackle store and talk to the guys. They're going to be able to help you more than the internet or anything else. You
especially, know? Especially when something goes wrong.
Yeah, especially when something
fishing reels always do, and that doesn't matter what brand. We sell them all. Yeah. We have no allegiance to one in the shop. And every highest end reel has had a problem here or there. And it sure is nice to have a shop you can go into and get some help when something does.
No questions asked. Just so you take care of the customers.
Totally.
Right. Hey, Dave has a question about spotted bay bass in Mission or San Diego Bay in the winter. Want some tips on catching them in the winter. Oh. What are you going to use? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do?
So you guys have a pretty amazing fishery down here in that the spotted bay bass are really keyed in on fin bait as opposed to being
crabs
and other stuff. And, you know, a lot of guys like to fish docks and boat slips and all that other stuff. We fish strictly open water down here when we fish tournaments and stuff like that. We have 60, 70 fish days sometimes when we'll fish crankbaits. But one of the dead giveaways and one of the ways that I love to catch spotties on a Zoom fluke, which is a small 4-inch bait fish color, doesn't really matter anything, it looks silvery, on a little ball head, like a quarter ounce owner ball head. And anywhere you see the western greaves, those little ducks that are in here diving, there are spotties underneath them.
Oh, no kidding.
And all you have to do is use 10-pound fluorocarbon line, a little bait cast, real light rod, and you see those ducks diving, you just flip that fluke in there and pop them along the bottom. You're going to catch spotted bait bass all day
really?
Long.
Really?
That's
yeah.
a
so
great
the little
tip.
Black greaves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good info there.
Wow.
We've done very well in tournaments by just fishing those all day.
Just the ones that are sitting out there in the middle of the
water. If they're diving, they've got spotties
they
gotta on
be,
them.
Oh. They've got to be, you know, looking around.
They're looking around because they're feeding on whatever the spotties are feeding.
You know, I had a tournament a few years ago. We were fishing those mooring cans over by the Coast Guard dock there. And I have some friends that were fishing these same mooring cans. We pulled up. I saw those birds diving. That day I was fishing a little bit bigger bait, trying to get bigger bites. So I'm fishing a 5-inch MCBA hose on like a quarter ounce or half ounce, 3/8 ounce boxer head. And we saw those birds, cast it out to them. And we're 30 feet of water, 25 feet of water. Put it in gear when it hits the water, would sink 2 feet and you get a legal spotty. We caught our 5-fish limit in like 10 casts. And I talked to my buddies who were fishing in there all day. We're like, you guys getting them? We haven't got a single legal yet. Well, we just caught 5 right over there.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's technique, right?
Yeah.
It's just paying attention and learning things that are around you, you know.
And not being stuck in your ways.
Right.
You know, how many people think, oh, spotty, that means I got to have some kind of lure with a curly tail that's an inch
the
off the piling. Yeah.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
And same with the crankbaits. We fish open water, and you look for bait balls and things like that, and that's where those spotties will be. They move around a lot.
And Mark Wish taught me a long time ago, it's not the spot, it's the conditions, right?
Yep. Yep.
Same thing in the bay, right? There's spots,
but
it's conditions.
It's the same everywhere. I don't care if you're fishing reds or calico bass, spotted bay bass, tuna, marlin, whatever. It is 100% conditions, and once you figure out what those conditions are, go look for more places like that.
Yeah.
I was fishing reds up at Santa Rosa. You'd mark reds. They were rockfish. They wouldn't bite. Found some that had bait above them, and then suddenly I'm getting bites. They stopped biting, that bait left. So I drove around until I found that bait again, and they're wide open fishing again.
Okay, and what were they feeding on up there?
They had squid in their stomach, but whatever was above them was fin bait. I don't know what it was. I didn't actually puke any of it up. But they're associating with that, and these fish, all fish move around a lot. You know, everybody thinks, oh, they're to be on this piling for a spotted bay bass or something. No, there might be one in that piling, but there might be 20 more in open water right outside of it.
That's a great call.
Indeed. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky angler's got himself that brand new Fathom reel. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim. For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that brand new PenFathom 400 Low Pro is going to Craig in Ocean Beach. Craig, congratulations. You are going to be stoked with that new reel.
Yeah, indeed. And I'll post the picture of the Corey bait that these guys are talking about, along with a photo of these two fine-looking gentlemen here in the Let's Talk Hookup World headquarters here. Great show, and thank you so much. You know, articles galore, Dr. Minnick asked the question, are there archives of them, Eric?
Yeah, if you go to BD Outdoors and just click on any, or you go to the contributors, there's my name on there. You can just search my name. There's probably 600 articles in there. A lot of them are just reports, but there's probably at least 100 plus or more than that. I don't even know anymore. How-to articles, coverages. Or if you have any kind of question, just go into the search bar in BD Outdoors and type in what you're looking for. You'll probably find some kind of article from me in there. And
does PCS have any kind of archive?
They do. They have it's ePage Publications. You can go to their website and get a link to it, but you can go back through the issues from the last 10 years on there or something like that.
Oh, really?
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Keep up the great work.
This is great. Yeah, you guys are awesome. This is
a lot
of fun.
And the cool thing is, you have a job like us, you have to go fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's field research,
that's
we
right.
call it, right? Indeed. And thank you, Jimmy, for
You're
adding
welcome.
On. Thanks for the nice prize. For Craig's a happy
Anytime.
Guy, I'm
yeah,
sure.
No doubt.
Yeah,
so.
And sure appreciate it. And again, if somebody wants to go fishing with you.
Fishingwithdecker@yahoo.com. I do not have a website. You can get me on Facebook or on Instagram at fishingwithdecker.
Yeah,
thank you.
Fantastic. All right. So what's the next adventure? When are you guys going fishing again?
We might go crankbaiting somewhere tomorrow.
Yeah.
It all
yeah.
depends. I've been gone. I'm might be on a short leash.
Short boy just going in the morning. Maybe Newport Harbor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crankbait this afternoon.
You guys do a lot of crankbait.
It's my favorite. It's next to getting them on the weed list, it's got to be my favorite way to fish. They hit that thing so hard about tears the rod out of your hand.
So much That's fun, cool. right?
And you're fishing braid to fluoro again.
Braid
you're not
fluoro.
Fishing straight fluoro.
Eric fishes fluoro on some of the little hardbait rods, but I fish 30 to 30 or 30 to 20, depending where we're at.
All right. Good tips. Such great tips.
Great show, you guys.
First time for Eric. Hope you guys come back.
15th time.
Love to have,
love it.
Love to have you guys back for sure. And love to have you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Dr. Blah Blum, the world head, the world record expert, and then Pamela Benzman from Rancho Leonero. That's going to be a great show. Want to thank Adam in the studio for running the board and the phones. And thanks to Adam Clark, the ultimate web guy and app guy. Sure appreciate all that you guys do. And we'll see you right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.